There are definitely pieces in the exhibition that have specific African influences, but they come across in a variety of ways. In a couple of paintings, actually, both of which are self-portraits, one by Lois Malu Jones and the other one by Malvin Gray Johnson, both have African sculpture, or in the case of Malvin Gray Johnson, African masks, in the background of the painting. So the artists are identifying themselves. You know, these self-portraits are a way of saying who they are as artists, as they look out at us. And there are things in the background of their room, of the rooms, you know, their studio rooms, that give indications of how they want to identify themselves. And in both instances, they want to talk about being African-American in terms of Africa.
And I saw there were a few specific paintings. There was one painting of a woman, and it talked about Liberia. Could you give me a little background on that one?
It's a painting is called Initiation Liberia, which was painted by Lois Malu Jones, who was a distinguished professor of painting and art at Howard University in Washington. Is an absolutely gorgeous canvas in which she was basically interpreting Sande society, you know, a Sande society initiation ritual, in which this young black woman has a swath of, well, in this case, white paint across her eyes that is like a mask, so it partially obscures her face. Surrounding her on either side are these sort of profiles, very much like the profiles of African masks. Part of what Lois Malu Jones was doing here is to talk about the transition for women from being children into being, you know, initiates as women. Both the young initiate and these sort of echoing profiles also suggests the continuity of generations.
There was another painting, I believe it's a painting of a Senegalese dancer. Could you tell me a little bit about that? It spoke to, when I read the description of the painting, it talked about how there were markings in the painting that spoke about the colonial history as well, and the way the Senegalese dancer was portrayed had implications in colonialism. Could you talk about a little bit about that painting?
James Porter did a painting called Soldado Senegalese in 1935 when he was in Paris. It is a portrait of an expatriate Senegalese dancer, a young man named Farrell Benga, who was very much the toast of the town in Paris in the 1930s and certainly through the 1940s. He was a very famous young man because he was such a remarkable dancer. James Porter showed him, instead of showing him as a dancer, showed him dressed in the khaki uniform and fez that were characteristic of the French colonial soldiers. So this is the kind of uniform that they wore.
A lot of the artwork in your exhibition talks about the Harlem Renaissance area, and kind of at the same time in Paris, in Europe, there was is the era of negritude. What's the art relationship between the two movements?
Well, I think there's a very close relationship because these artists, particularly those who are in France in the 1930s and into the 1940s, were very much connected with what was going on in French art, literature, thought at the same time. Most of them spent time at the Trocadero Museum in Paris, which had a most in-depth collection of African art objects of any place that they had ever been. The poet Langston Hughes is also talking about things like tradition and heritage, and how, you know, something that originally was African, how it transforms in a sort of river as it flows into and is the source, really, for culture in other countries in the diaspora, including in the United States. So these are ideas that these artists were very, very much talking about and arguing about, because they didn't all agree on the way that Africa played a role in their own lives.